Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of Weekly Conversation. I got the glick. It's been a week. Like you try to get on, then when you log on and it says there's already a host, and then when you try to, Google came up as, what is it like? I need to get new Google and all this crap, so it's all good. Though God's got me. I'm live now. I'm like, yay. But thank you so much for tuning in. You know, everyone's like, Twitter's falling apart. No, what's that? 99% of the Twitter employees that donated money to the Democrats, they're bye-bye. And you know, Elon Musk is, people can't handle opinions. That's what this whole wokeism is. Call everything racist until you control it. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry, I'm going to get rid of my Tesla and swap it. Know your history. Alyssa Milano, because, the Tesla that you had, I do want to congratulate her because, you know, granted, Tesla got Elon Musk's Twitter, but, you know, they're not good for the environment. They're junk, you know. But she swapped her Tesla for a Nazi Volkswagen. Yeah, if you don't know, the original Volkswagen Beetle was actually invented by Adolf Hitler. You know your history. I want to fight white supremacy by getting a Nazi-made Volkswagen. Yeah, they started the company. Yeah, you know doesn't mean they're Nazis now. I forgot. I'm supposed to pay money to black people for reprocations for stuff I never did, for stuff they never experienced. You know, you can't make this. And then you got these, Herschel Walker, Warnock has these ads coming out by a certain gentleman who I will name here during the conversation, and they've done actual ads. They've done serious ads where they're anti-Walker ads from a guy that claims he was Walker's coach, who he was not. He's taking money from churches and all kinds of stuff. Of course, you got Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat from Connecticut, that we should defund all law enforcement that does not want to, enforce the laws. Yeah, and I'm sure he's got, we need to make sure that people like him are not protected by the police. Nah, they shouldn't be protected by the police. They shouldn't be protected. In China, they're trying to cover this up. But in China, they're having tons of people they're done. They're tired of these, lockdowns. They're tired of this COVID lockdown crap in China, and they're standing up. I mean, they're probably all going to get executed and killed anyways because, you know, what do you expect? But, hey, at least they're doing something. I mean, what would China do if everyone in China that didn't stand up, that stood up to this regime and said, okay, what are you going to do if we all kill ourselves? What would they do? I mean, okay, you need someone to work in your factories. You ain't going to have no one because we're all going to be dead. Have fun. What are they going to do? You know, we're the legs of a table. If we stand up, the game's over. But that's the funny thing. I mean, a majority of Americans are not worried about COVID. You know, I mean, this Thanksgiving, you guys need to be wearing oxygen respirator suits, you know, hazmat suits. Then you got the World from Klaus Schwab, the one of the head guys of it, proclaiming that communist China will likely serve as a role model for many countries as the global community embarks on systematic transformation of the whole world. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Why don't we live like Cubans? So much I want to get into. Don't forget this, folks.
Hi, this is Chris Kane from Propel Women, and today's verse is one of my favorite verses in all scripture. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, the scripture says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. I love this. I love the two words, confidence and assurance. Now, the fact is that faith is not about wishful thinking or some kind of blind optimism, or maybe the glass is just kind of half full. It's not about that. It's a confidence in the character of God. It's a confidence in the nature of God, in the faithfulness of God, in believing that the same God that has brought us here is the same God that's going to take us there. It's a confidence that our God is good, that our God does good. And our hope is not just some blind wishful thinking, but it's a hope in the character and nature of God. Jesus is this hope we have as an anchor for our soul. So even though might not be able to see the future, we know the one that holds the future in his hands, and his name is Jesus, and he is our anchor. So as the world is swirling out of control around us, we can have confidence and assurance that our God's got us, and that he is holding us in his hands, his everlasting, caring hands. You don't have to stress out about the future. You don't have to freak out about the future. Your God has the future. Our confidence is in him. Our hope is in him. Our assurance is in him. That's what faith is.
Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Hebrews 11:1. You know, like Patricia from the mom on Everyone Loves Raymond, you know, we don't put our faith in Democrats or Republicans or Trump. We put our faith in Jesus Christ. That's the problem we have in this world is the church looks too much like the world and not like the church. You know, oh, don't worry, folks. I don't know if you heard. I want to pray for everyone involved in Hawaii with the volcano. I don't know if you all heard about that, that massive volcano that's erupted in Hawaii. Yeah. You know, I'm just waiting to hear how it's Trump's fault, but Hawaii's Mauna volcano starts to erupt. You know, I heard a story where they said that you want to talk about damage. The Mount St. Helens eruption did more damage to planet Earth than all the cars ever on driving around. You know, so think about that one. You know, our faith is in God, not in Democratic senators like Chris Murphy of Connecticut that's like, we need to fund the, well, someone like that defunds the police, that wants to defund the police if they do not enforce gun laws, he should, if I heard that, I would not even, I don't care if there was a 911, I would never, ever do anything to help that man if I was a cop. Oh, sir, I can't help you because, see, I'm a police officer and I have guns, and since you support gun laws and you don't really support guns at all, we're not going to protect you because we don't want to use, you know, we're going to send a couple guys that are going to have laser blazers. And they're going to protect you, and they're just going to, you know, when those, if they see the intruders, and go, pew, 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 pew. Because since you don't support guns at all, we want to make sure that you're not protected by them. You know, I'm tired of these people that stand around with like 10 people around them, fully and heavily armed. No, they're not. Oh, they're, we need to ban guns. If I was the police officers and they wanted to ban guns, I'd be like, what the bleep are we doing here? I'd walk off. And then I'd be going to the media. Well, yeah, we left because, I mean, since he is technically trying to pass legislation to ban guns, then, you know, I can support someone like that if he's for banning of guns, but doesn't want police, he doesn't want to be protected by guns. You know, if he's wanting to take away Secret Service's guns, okay. You know, if he is not, if he refuses to be protected by people who have guns, okay. He goes, you can use like those laser guns that shoot like the darts that like, you know, like stun guns with like the darts or like the pepper spray guns and stuff like that. You know, like what Dog the Bounty Hunter uses. Sure. Then I can at least, I don't support his view, but at least he's being equal. He's being like honest. He's like, yeah, I don't want people protecting me with guns because, you know, sorry. But, you know, should someone like that, because he has an oath to uphold the Constitution, which is, I mean, anyone that's for supporting gun laws should be taken out of office for not defending the Constitution, which allows the Second Amendment. I mean, the whole point of the freedom of press, see, they don't teach this in school. The freedom of press is designed so that freely and honestly and openly criticize the government and what they're doing, not be in bed with them, like Facebook and all these other places are doing, where they, I mean, and it's not debatable. They have video of Mark Zuckerberg actually saying X, Y, and Z. It's not debatable. But you get kids, so, yeah, I helped in Arizona. Yeah, I got like a dollar a ballot, and I was stuffing thousands of them in a box. Oh, that, you know, we whatever we had to do to ensure that Trump didn't win. So, they don't care. My freedom of speech doesn't trump yours. You can't be here yet. Well, this is a public place. I can be here. I'm not bothering anyone. I'm calling the police. Ma'am, your freedom of speech doesn't trump his. You should want him to be there. Because if you can get him removed, what stops the government from removing you? You may think, you may want to eliminate my freedom of speech. You may want to get rid of my freedoms and my rights. Just wait until they attack your rights and your freedoms. See, there's a reason why Auschwitz and stuff in Germany aren't taken down, because, see, in Germany, they know that if you don't learn history, you're bound to repeat it. Right, Alyssa Milano? She didn't know her history because she swapped her Tesla for a Nazi Volkswagen to fight white supremacy. Yeah. Yeah, my wife didn't even believe me. I'm like, yeah, Adolf Hitler invented the Volkswagen Beetle, the most iconic vehicle probably out there, the most iconic Volkswagen bar none. No, we didn't. And she got on like that Siri thing. Who invented the Volkswagen Beetle? The Volkswagen Beetle was invented by Adolf Hitler. I said, trust me, Melissa, know your history or you're bound to repeat it. And that's what's so funny. I'm fighting white supremacy by getting a car that's... And then, of course, a liberal would say, well, there's no Nazis anymore. Oh, I thought Trump was. It's not Nazi owned anymore. Well, you're gonna tell me that I have to pay money for reparations to black people who didn't, because I never owned slaves, but they never were a slave, and I'm supposed to give them money because, as Representative Jackson Lee, you know, we need to give, if we would have given reparation to black people, they wouldn't have gotten COVID. Are you kidding me? But people will believe that crap. Man, my buddy, man, he died from COVID, man. He'd be here today, man, if he got his reparations, man. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. That's what's wrong. We're run by idiots that are fully protected by guys with guns but want to take away your gun. If you see a guy on stage and wants to take away your guns and there's 5 or 10 or 15 cops surrounding the stage, heavily armed, think about that for a second. He doesn't want you to have a gun, but he's got an army full of people. If there were probably 500-600 bullets prepared to shoot at a moment's notice. Have some sex offender run up on stage and see if they shoot at him. And if they'll, well, wait a minute. We need to ban the guns. We need to ban that guy's guns. You know, it's ridiculous, you know. It's ridiculous. But that's just what we live in. We have, I'm going to get a car company. Yeah. If I'm expected to pay reparations because to black people for stuff that they never experienced. Yeah. See, what they don't understand is kind of like, it's kind of like a 59 Gibson Les Paul. Very few exist, and they're considered the holy grail guitars, like the greatest. It's when the Gibson got everything right and bang. Imagine if somebody went into an attic and found like 800 of those in mint condition. The value of those guitars would drop dramatically because you'd find a whole bunch of them, wouldn't you? Just like all these people, I want my stimulus check, I want my stimulus check. Well, you better start spending it really quickly before the inflation from that kicks in. I mean, I know someone, I met someone on day one, she was woke. I knew it because I'm like, man, I was at Walmart. Our Walmart had no eggs. I bought 4 dozen eggs, and I got, like, almost all the eggs I had. Oh, that's because it's around Thanksgiving time, man. People are making tons of deviled eggs and all this stuff. And, you know, that's why I'm like, I've never gone to the grocery store and seen, like, no eggs. And I'm talking, like, the only eggs I have are, like, the $6.95 free-range, organic, vegan-fed chicken eggs. But don't worry, folks. It's because Thanksgiving. I went to one store and I couldn't even find, because you know how you go into the store and they have frozen pie crust and they have like pie shells that are rolled up that you just thaw and unroll. I couldn't even find those little gluten-free ones because I have to eat gluten-free. Trust me, I hear that all the time. Oh, no, said everyone's allergic to wheat. Folks, I've dealt with issues for a very long time that was treated as celiac. No, it wasn't. It was treated as acid reflux. I mean, that's not all my issues. But that's the problem. And you get back to things. Don't worry, folks. Volkswagen is not a Nazi company. Well, it was started by Nazis. You want to say that? Okay, every person on this planet is owed money because every person on this planet in some form has been a slave, whether you're Egyptian, whether you're European. Europeans were sold to Africa as slaves. There's probably not one plot of land on planet Earth that hasn't had some form of slavery. So everyone deserves money. I say, forget slavery reparations. Just make Why don't we make minimum wage $1,000 an hour so we can all be filthy rich? There was one guy, I'm going to see if I can find the article, where he actually figured out, like, if you gave everyone, like, $100 an hour, stuff would go up to and what you would be making. And it was, like, the equivalent of, like, $4 an hour. It was, like, the equivalent of, like, $5 or $6 an hour in today's economy. You wouldn't be making hardly anything because you'd have to, okay, that $100 an hour would be, like, eh, that's a $30 cheeseburger. It's like there's a guy that shows Cuba, and he goes, he walks around Cuba, and he goes into an actual Cuban store, and he goes, here's red peppers. Wow. Yeah, this is a lucky find. It's like $8 for a can of, like, peppers. $8. But when you make $15 a month, are you going to spend almost over half of your pay on one can of peppers? A whole month, you get $15 and a can of peppers is $8. That can better last you a whole month. And like most of the places they went, they just had freezers with nothing but hot dogs. That's all they had. Pork hot dogs. You know, but don't worry, folks. That's going to come, as I said, at the World Economic Forum, China, communist China, where they have a point system, kind of like, well, depending on how, if you're a good model citizen, if you support these draconian lockdowns and do whatever they tell you, you're a good citizen. See, that's what they want here. They want to get a global currency. That way, if you say something wrong on Twitter, they can lock your account out, so you can't. Yeah. Yeah, the next time someone wants a digital currency and get rid of paper money, ask them, how can you put money aside for a rainy day how do you take something out of that digital currency and store it for a rainy day? You know how you take, like, some cash and you put it under the bed for a rainy day? Just wait until, how can you do that? How can you take money out of that digital account and put it under the bed for rainy days so that, how can you ensure that the government can't lock down your account and control you and run you? Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. What you need to do, what people don't understand here, folks, we got a real problem here. You know, I hope. You know, when me and my wife, when we had Thanksgiving with my mom and dad and then saw her parents, you know, we had HEPA filtration, it was 1 million micron HEPA filtration, recirculated hazmat suits, you know, recirculates air, you know, we wore these hazmat suits, you know. Well, on top of those hazmat suits, you know, we had, like, I had an N95 mask, a regular mask, an N95 mask over that, you know. And it was like a oxygen respirator type system. You know, we wore those because, you know, we wanted to be safe, and we were still 6 feet apart. You know, that's what we did, you know. And what we did was we had everything made in the facility, and everything was sterilized. And it was brought in a sterile container there. That way, you know, because we follow what Dr. Fauci says. We follow science. That's why we should have had replications for the black people, because then they wouldn't have gotten COVID and died. Jackson Lee, right? Gotta follow the science. Lord help her. I mean, if people believe that crap, but seriously, folks, when Dr. Fauci's coming out, like, you need to wear a mask, you should do a social distance, the majority of Americans don't care about coronavirus. They're done with this. But I do ask you to watch Died Suddenly. One of the leading healthcare agencies. I'm gonna refrain from that because it's not a healthcare agency. This is a life insurance company. Is saying that the number of 18 to 63-year-old people who are claiming life insurance policies because they died is up 40%. One of the leading life insurance group life insurance companies. And when I mean group life insurance companies, it's not like me and my wife have life insurance. It's Halliburton. Remember Halliburton? Yeah. And all those companies, and Halliburton has a thing where you can get life insurance through the company. Like Walmart probably has a thing where you can pay $20 out of your paycheck, which is probably half your paycheck anyways, and you can get like $1,000 in life insurance or whatever. You know, it's like a group for like Meijer, Walmart, all these, you know, like Wild World, we have a group life insurance company where we pay a certain amount, we can get life insurance. The deaths of people with life insurance claims that are working age, 18 to 63, is up 40%. And they say that 10% is like, wow, a massive increase. And ever since, now this is just my opinion, but this is a factual opinion, and what I mean by that is since the rollout of the coronavirus vaccines, since they've been rolled out, the increase in life insurance policies that have been released is up 40%. Now, what I mean by what I said is because I believe the vaccine is the major cause for all these deaths, the 40%. And there's a lot of info to back that up. Is it true? I believe so. It is my opinion that it's true. But the fact is that since they started the vaccine rollout, the coronavirus vaccines, the death rate is up 40%. And they show tons of videos of a 12-year-old high school girl that just collapses on the basketball court and dies of myocarditis. A 16-year-old boy playing football just collapses, myocarditis. And they had one guy, I think he was like a 15-year-old kid. They are really young. And they couldn't embalm him. And they wondered what the heck. And he went into the vein and pulled out what almost looks like a worm. It looks like, you've ever seen like a tentacle on calamari? It looked like a piece of, like a really long, like almost like a 2-foot piece of like calamari, like squid tentacle that they pulled out. It's a clot. They have other people that, like, the blood looks like it's like a light pinkish. It's sticking to the table. And intermixed in it is, like, what looks like coffee grounds. Like, micro, tiny black specks. And there are embalmers, 50 years, 30 years, never seen anything like them. What the heck? And all this stuff has been happening since the vaccine rollout. Well, remember that one lady that got the first vaccine? You know, when she started Operation Warp Speed, she's dead. There was a lady that goes, I wonder if we'll even have a military in how many years? I forget how many years. Like, she goes, in 5 years, I wonder if we'll have a military. And this is, like I said, this is not like, okay, you get the vaccine, 2 weeks later, bang. This is like, okay, 5, 6 months, 8 months later, a year and a half later, people are dying. Kind of like Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, first, well, there ain't no laptop. They deny it. Then, yeah, there's a laptop. There's nothing on it. That's not important. Well, what's on it didn't influence what Biden did or this person did or that person, you know, and it's gone from no laptop at all to, well, so what? There's stuff on the laptop. It doesn't mean anything. Just because Joe Biden knew what his son was doing doesn't mean anything. You were the one that came out and said that Biden, now these things that he said, when it's kind of like the coronavirus. Everyone just needs to shut up and get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. You need to get the vaccine. And they still try to push it, even though the pharmaceutical factories have come out and said that, hey, it doesn't stop the spread, doesn't stop anything. No way in a million years will you ever get me to take that stuff. But I honestly believe that if Congress people aren't dying left and right, then they either didn't get the vaccine at all because they refused to, because they had the option to, or they never got it at all. When they got it, they got like saline or a B12 shot or something. About 28 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much. But that documentary died suddenly. And I don't know if it can still happen. But if you look up died suddenly on Google, it used to come up with hundreds of articles of people that just died. Bang. Like healthy as a horse, bang, dead. It's my opinion that the vaccine is responsible for all these deaths, but all I can factually say is this increase in deaths didn't start until the vaccine rollout. So that's a pretty big coincidence. Okay, we start trying to force everyone in the whole world to get this vaccine and try to have a vaccine passport to where, okay, you can't leave your home. And that's what they tried to get, a worldwide vaccine passport, where you can't, like, if you leave your house and you're not vaccinated, okay, there are certain things you will never be able to do because you're not vaccinated. That's until all of the vaccinated people, because I think it was in August, they said there was a thing on Fox News where they came out that said that August, for the first time since the pandemic, more people have died who are fully vaccinated from coronavirus than unvaccinated. Just get the vaccine. Trust me. It wasn't really an option, folks. We were just hoping you'd just shut up and comply and get it. I mean, I got a vitamin B12 shot. I told you it was the booster, but hey, trust me. Trust me. Trust me, folks. I'm the man that's telling you to... I'm the man that's surrounded by SWAT team full of assault rifles telling you that I want to ban guns. Trust me. See, I'm smarter than the average bear. You know, hey, I'm a bear. But seriously, folks, I guess when I've seen so many people surrounded by cops and military, fully armed, you know, protecting them, heavily armed, saying that they want to take away my Second Amendment right, but they're fully armed, they're protected by armed people. That's when I stopped trusting people, when people around them would do the exact opposite of what they're just, yes, folks, yes, we got over 5,000 rounds of ammunition, we got snipers, we got everything, so if you try to do anything to me, I got like 50 SWAT members, they're ready to just take you down with their guns, you know, they got 35s, 48s, you know, yada, yada, yada. Oh, yeah. About me wanting to ban your guns, yeah, I mean, we're going to get your guns. Don't worry, folks. We need to have a safe America. We need to ban guns, but except for the people with guns that protect me and the president and, you know, and the ones that will be used to control you because you won't have a gun to stop us, you know, yeah, all them. Yeah. Don't think so. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. I remember they showed there's a photo of Black Friday, and they showed people, there's photos and videos, and it said, if people would do this over a flat screen TV or whatever, think what happens when there's no food. Like I've said, they want to, what they want to do is they're trying to collapse the economy, collapse the dollar bill so they can blame it all on capitalism and bring in socialism. We're going to bring in, when I mean socialism, I'm talking like Cuba. I'm talking like a communist dictatorship where they control 100% of anything you do. If you can walk down the streets because the government allows you to. If you go out of your house and not get shot at, guess what? Thank the government. You know, if you're allowed to go to work, thank the government. If you're allowed to have anything to eat at all, thank the government. Dude, I'm allergic to pineapples. Well, that's what you're getting. That's the monthly ration, pineapple. Dude, I will die if people want. That's the government ration right there, pineapples. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The government will provide everything. Don't worry, folks. Healthcare is free. I mean, heck, in that Herschel Walker runoff with Warnock, they have a guy, Curtis Dixon, who claimed to be Herschel Walker's high school football coach. He never was. He was a defensive back coach. He never coached him. Well, the dude's stolen money from a Baptist church, and he's been ordered to pay it back through courts and stuff. There's all kinds of crap with him. But the majority of the people will not do the research. They're going to believe the bull crap. It's like all these people that vote for Biden. I didn't know he said that. I wouldn't have voted for him if he said... that's something... Yeah, that's something Trump would say. Yeah, he's a racist. No, it's actually Bill Clinton that said that. Huh? Well, that's Sarah Palin that would have said no. That's actually... Here's a video. It's Hillary Clinton that said it. Here's the actual video. Unedited. Huh? I didn't know she said that. And they get these people that, like... What's funny is when they get these people that... I couldn't support any candidate that said that. Hillary Clinton did, and here... And you're... I mean, I would love for them to say, well, no, I can't now. No, but it's scary when they have these people that support, that I can never support a candidate that says something like that. And then when they're shown that it's actually Hillary Clinton, someone that they're supporting, they have an I'm with her shirt. So how can you support her now? Because you said you could never support, because they don't know what to do, because they would be all day long saying, I can't support Trump. I couldn't support this person. They could never support the candidate if it was a Republican, but if it's Hillary Clinton, people make mistakes. You know, any Democrat can make a mistake, but Trump could say something in 1802. Could you? and you'd have to abide by it. Well, Trump said this 10 years ago, so it has to be the fact today. But if Hillary Clinton says she's a Goldwater girl, who Barry Goldwater was the guy that wanted to resegregate America, you know. Well, so she can change. Oh, I guess liberals can change, but conservatives can't, because, you know, you got to hold a liberal. You don't hold a liberal to something they said 5 minutes ago, but you'll hold a Republican to something they said 20 years ago. I mean, what's it going to take? I mean, seriously, what's it going to take? Are kids, are these, when are the liberals going to have rights taken away that they care about? You know, when does it change? When do people wake up and... When does it change? It's ridiculous. I mean, you have a 53-year-old celebrity trainer, Eric the Trainer, I guess is what he was called. He trains celebrities and all that stuff. He's died Thanksgiving Day. All these unexpected deaths. But, oh, no. Well, that whatever, you know? Yeah, people, there was a BBC reporter. And China, Communist China is flooding Twitter with, like, pornographic spam. When people are sharing, because there was a BBC reporter that was beaten and everything because people are standing up against this regime. Now we got to pray for those people that are standing up for their rights and their freedoms. I mean, what would China do? And this is a serious question, but like, what would they do if what's going to happen if there's no people left? Okay, you're going to, well, go ahead and kill me. Go ahead and kill me, because I'll be one less person that will be able to be your slave. I mean, what if everyone in China drank cyanide and all killed themselves? Okay, what's going to happen now? You know, but they're trying to cover up the fact that the people in China are standing up and they're starting to fight back against this communist Chinese government that's trying to control them and lock them down from this evil coronavirus. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is how bad this world's getting. Trinity College Dean backs woke sermon stating Jesus had trans body. At, I think it says more than 70 times in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God. That does not sound transgender to me, but you know, they're trying to get people, oh, this in the Bible it says this, and in the Bible it says that, in the Bible and this Bible and that Bible. Yeah. They're trying to get the Bible. They're trying to get the church to be like the world instead of, you know. See, there's a difference between me. I don't play games. Sorry, I'm not going to sit there and play along with somebody. You're a male or the only thing I hate is when I can't tell if they're a biological male or female. I hate that. It's like, because I want to correctly identify you as the gender you were born with. But take me, because if you say a woman is someone that has female private parts down there with the potential to give birth because of some issue, she may not be able to give birth, but she could potentially. And that's another thing. I'm just waiting for the few people that survive the vaccine, especially 16 and younger girls. When they try to get pregnant later in life and find out that they don't have any way to reproduce. Yeah. You can record that, audio that. Yeah. 16 and under girls, when they try to if they survive the vaccine later in life long enough to try to have kids and a family and they can't because they're sterile, because their stuff don't work. Yeah. Write that one down because, you know, chalk that one up for the conservatives. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm the connect the dots kind of guy, you know, how, oh, just get the vaccine. Don't worry, folks. We can't get back to normal until everyone gets the vaccine. And then the same idiots that told you to get the vaccine, now the manufacturers say, oh, yeah, it doesn't stop it. It doesn't do anything. You're screwed. Huh. Yeah. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, folks. I'm a connect-the-dots guy. When I connect the dots, it's what I do. 2 and 2 equals 4. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. It's amazing because most people don't care about the coronavirus anymore. One thing I want to say about that, I think I'm going to be proven right about this. I honestly really believe, and I don't know how I could ever prove this, that they expected the coronavirus to be more deadly and more people should have, like it was supposed to be more lethal. Something has always told me that the coronavirus was supposed to be way more lethal and more people were supposed to have died And when they couldn't, and when they weren't dying, because I always felt like they were trying to make the pandemic out worse than it was. Like they were trying to push on, folks, we're the New York hospital where over 800 million people have come, and they're all trampling over each other and killing each other, trying to get a COVID test to make sure that they don't have this virus. Even though we only have one case so far in the United States, and it's in Utah. You know, I mean, I always felt like they tried to make the fear worse. Whether it was supposed to be more lethal than it was or more deadly than it was, I don't know. But I just always felt like they tried to, like, fear it, make it worse than it was. Like, it's way more deadly than it actually is. Trying to fear people. Well, we got to quickly get a vaccine. Hurry up. And they had a double-edged, they had a win-win situation. Because if people were dying, they could say millions of people were dying. Prove it. Hello, folks. I'm Joy Reid from MSNBC, and we just had another 4,000 people just die in the last 2 minutes. That's over 100,000 people dying today alone. Where's the vaccine, Trump? President Trump, Mr. Trump, where's the vaccine? Oh, yeah, he hasn't got one done yet. You know, Biden would have had one. Hillary Clinton would have had a vaccine done yet. They would have had one a long time, you know. And that's what, if he didn't get the vaccine super fast, which you really cannot do, because to follow all of these safety protocols to get a vaccine from all the trials to the end result, it would take way too long. But guess what? If they took too long, oh yeah. If he didn't get it done in time, they could blame all the deaths on him. But if they get it done in time, then they can cha-ching. He's going to be able to rush out the vaccine. And, you know, and I truly believe whether the virus was supposed to be way more deadly than it was or not. I do know that Indiana Life, one of the biggest group life insurance policy companies, 40% increase in deaths. That's since the vaccine rollout. Is it the vaccine that's causing it? I believe so, but it's just kind of coincidental that all of a sudden we have a major spike in deaths since the vaccine was released. Take whatever you want to, folks. The same people that told you the vaccine would end the pandemic is the same one that would tell you, oh, it really doesn't do anything. All it's going to do is when you get the vaccine, it's just going to actually make you more likely to get the virus because you're going to be more likely to get it and catch it and all that stuff. And then you're going to get this like 20-foot long clot in your body and all this stuff that they won't be able to embalm you with until they pull it out. You know.
You seen what's happening in China?
Oh, yeah, they're standing up. There was a BBC reporter. I was talking about this earlier. A BBC reporter was attacked and beaten because he's reporting on this. And now on Twitter...
Well, they're saying that he didn't say that he was a reporter. And they arrested him to keep him safe from COVID.
Yeah. Well, just like when people are posting stuff on Twitter about that, it's coming up. They're having it. China is having bots attached to it. They have, like, pornography come up to try to get people from seeing what's actually going on. I mean, I'd hate to be in China right now because, you know, if you stand up against them, you're probably going to be killed because they have a regime system. And what I mean by a regime system is, okay, if Robin follows the regime, she's in good standing. If Robin does something bad because she's family, I might be killed because of it. My wife might be killed. Yes, it is seen that your cousin had a Bible, and since you're family, bye. And that's what they want to do. I mean, there are tons of people out there talking about having a, that's the whole point of the vaccine, in my opinion, was they tried to fearmonger a whole world to try to get a worldwide, this is going to be a global passport that everybody uses to try to get, I mean, know your history, because I truly believe this, you know, since Alyssa Milano didn't read her history and she got a Nazi founded a Volkswagen. Yeah, she traded in her Tesla for a Nazi founded company called Volkswagen, because the Beetle was probably the most iconic vehicle of all times, besides the Ford Mustang, was that Beetle was actually invented by Adolf Hitler. But my point being, hey, if they can't get the Third Reich through, because like I've talked to people that we shall be speaking German. Well, guess what, folks? How do we get the Third Reich if we don't have war? Oh, we can try to get people controlled through a global passport. And if you want to travel,
yeah.
And if you have, well, I got 7 on my thing, but if you've got issues, well, let's see if we can get everyone to get a global passport to where if you want to go outside, your passport has to be green. If it's red, you can't do this. You can do whatever you want to, but if they catch you, man, good luck. You're going to be thrown in prison. We're trying to live in a free society. That's the thing people don't understand. When are the people going to wake up that want to eliminate my freedoms, realize that if they can take mine, they can go after yours? I mean, how can someone that supports gun laws sit there and see on the TV screen a guy saying that he wants to take away my Second Amendment rights, all the while being surrounded by police heavily armed? I don't know. Explain that one to me. Don't worry, folks. You can show people videos all day long that, hey, communism's great. And what communist can, I mean, ask that WNBA player that's in a work camp. Well, I'm an NBA player. I thought I could do whatever I want to. Yeah, Tommy Chong's a celebrity and probably one of the biggest pot celebrities in the world, but he just can't take pot on the plane and go wherever he wants to with it. Can't do it. It's called laws. I have Second Amendment rights, but I also have laws. That's to keep people from doing stupid crap. Yes, folks. That's one thing. You know, I encourage everyone to think for yourself. Okay, if someone says X, Y, and Z, great. Like I'll tell you, verse of the day. Question a pastor. If you're listening to someone on TV and he's preaching, write down the scriptures, and then go to that chapter in the Bible and look at the whole Don't just read, you know, 2 Corinthians. Chapter 3, verse 2, read 1 through 20 and see what the whole thing says. Don't just take my word for it. Look it up. If you think that, I'm sorry, sir, I'm sorry, man with the mic, but there's no way that the vaccine caused all these deaths. Well, look it up. Look up when they started the vaccine rollout and look at when the 40% increase in deaths started. You can at least get a correlation between this is when the vaccine rollout happened and 6 months later we started to have deaths upon deaths upon deaths. And 90% of them are not COVID. It's myocarditis. It's clots. It's aneurysms. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that when you worldwide roll out a vaccine that you try to get 99% of Americans in the world to take, and then you have 90, then you have and that 40% of people getting their life insurance claims from the 18 to 63, that's not too far off worldwide. It's not, I mean, it may not be 40% in every nation, but it's pretty high. You know, the people that are dying suddenly, it's pretty widespread, so, you know. I just wonder if with the information I've seen and what I've actually physically witnessed, I just wonder if we'll have a military in 5 years with them demanding 100% either leave or get it. And a big chunk of them did. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I know it's been a while, but I've been so busy and, you know, last week with Thanksgiving and everything, I've been going 100 miles an hour, so. But I want to thank you so much. Let me see where I'm at here. It's just, you know, people got to wake up. And they're trying to still push this COVID narrative. And it's like, the majority of people are, like, done with this crap. It's like, if you want to wear a mask, great. If it works, I'm not going to be... You're going to be protected if it works, because I'm not going to affect you. I mean, I guess it's sort of like saying that I'm going to kill people because I'm going to, how can I infect the vaccinated people with the virus if it's supposed to stop the virus? Just like the guy standing up saying he's going to take away my gun, surrounded by police, fully armed. What is there, like a 500 rounds of ammunition with all those cops, and you're going to tell me that you want to ban guns? Okay, I'll stand by your fact that you want to ban guns, and I'll support that if you didn't have any cops near you or anyone around you. Then okay, then I can at least say, hey, I don't agree with what you want to do, but hey, at least you're saying you don't like guns and you're not surrounded by guns. Folks, then I got a minute left, and I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much, and don't forget, I will be back Wednesday for another edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. Think for yourselves. Read the Bible while you still can. You know, remember, we put our trust and faith in Jesus Christ, not in the government. So thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. Don't forget this, folks. The American Covenant, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, who mutually put together our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, God bless, and goodbye.